So the way that we teach mindfulness at this retreat is to have breathing at the center of all things. But that if other things are compelling, other things need attention, to have a hopefully relaxed and clear attention that moves from the breathing to this other thing. And that other thing can be experiences of your body, sensations. It can also be the emotions that arise and come and go. It can be the sounds around you. And there's two sides of this, mindfulness, attention. There's the clear knowing, clear comprehension, very simple knowing of what the experience is. Not an analysis, but just the clear knowing of what's obvious. And then there's a side of mindfulness of awareness, which is how we're aware, the nature of the awareness itself. And we're experimenting with having an awareness which is relaxed, receptive, perhaps an awareness which is there naturally. It's not something you have to do, but we allow for. So you hear a loud sound that's unexpected. You didn't choose to hear the sound. Awareness just received it. And then to have mindfulness of listening of the sound, then allow that awareness to receive fully the experience of the sound. Almost like you're letting go of everything else so you can hear that sound in the relaxed, open awareness. And then there's clear comprehension. Oh, that's a sound. A sensation in your body arises. In one hand, there's a clear comprehension of what that sensation is. And it's an amazingly mature step of part of the mind that's able to simply, clearly know this is an itch. This is tightness. This is warmth. So simple. And if it's not clear what the sensation is, the clear comprehension can be so simple that is just knowing there's a sensation. Just that simple. And then the other side is the idea that how we're aware, awareness that allows for clear comprehension. And it's to experiment with having an awareness of the sensation of your body, that is relaxed, open, receptive. Maybe as if it's you're relying on the natural capacity for awareness to flow, to receive, to be. And it's less a doing of awareness than it is allowing of the awareness of the sensation. So the same thing is true of thinking. Thinking is a completely ordinary phenomenon that camouflages itself as being very important. Humans think, and we give it so much importance. We invest so much in our thoughts. We hand our thinking so much authority and hope, promise. We also invest thinking with, sometimes with a lot of aversion, judgments. And often their relationship to thinking is complex. But in practicing mindfulness of thinking, we're finding our way, experimenting with, on the one hand, having clear comprehension that thinking is happening. And that clear comprehension maybe can come from the mature part of the mind. Mature meaning that he can stand upright and clear and balanced and not be pulled into or pulled away from, just simply sees. Here's thinking. Here's remembering. Here's planning. Here's fantasy. Here's judgments. And experimenting with that kind of simple, clear comprehension that is not bothered by the thoughts, not judging it, just sees it clearly. And then the other side is the awareness part. Experimenting with having an awareness that is also not caught in the thoughts or involved in them, but is relaxed and open and allows, sense the thoughts to kind of float through the vast open space of awareness, like clouds floating through a vast open sky. Our thoughts have no weight. They have no solidity or thoughts have no shape and no boundaries. But sometimes it's possible to feel and be mindful of how we add contraction and how we relate to it as if it's substantial and heavy and more real than anything else. And that can be known with clear comprehension. As I get involved in thinking, preoccupied with it, there's tightness and pressure. There's a darkening of awareness as the world gets smaller, as we wrap around the world of thinking. And if you do feel pressure or tightness or tension connected to thinking, you might, as you exhale, relax that thinking muscle. Let there be a softening. If your thinking is light, not that powerful, let go of it and let go into awareness, present moment awareness of breathing. Allow the awareness to operate. But if your thoughts are strong, and if you can, you let go of them, but they come right back, or you can't let go of them, see if you can be content to practice mindfulness of thinking. Which means to have the clear comprehension that you're thinking. And experimenting with an awareness of thinking that's not in conflict with the thoughts, doesn't have the agenda of trying to get rid of them. Awareness that maybe gets larger than the thoughts. Or an awareness which is quieter and stiller. Place of sweet stillness in the mind that can just observe the movements of thinking like it's the waves, waves on top of a surface of water or clouds drifting across the sky. Which allows the waves to settle down, or the clouds to thin out. And when thinking is not predominant, not getting in the way, either is not there much or is in the background, and you can stay with breathing in the foreground. Be content to stay in the foreground with breathing. And breathing being the let breathing be your companion. Be the companion of your breathing. Or you can allow for awareness, the natural awareness, to be open and receptive and clear comprehension. The clear knowing of the experience of breathing that helps you stay anchored in the breath, stay there with awareness. One breath at a time. Are you thinking? And when there is thinking, sometimes we're caught in the thinking, so involved that we don't really know clearly that we're thinking. But there can also be a clear awareness that thinking is occurring. There can be clear recognition that thinking is remembering or planning, judging. There can be clear recognition that thinking involves tension and pressure. Clear recognition of the strong interest or pull to the thinking. And there might be also clear recognition that while you're thinking, there are emotions directly connected to the thinking. Emotions maybe that are the fuel for the thinking or the catalyst for the thinking or the reaction to the thinking. There's a world of difference between only thinking and being aware that you're thinking. See if you can allow for awareness, simple, relaxed awareness that is not troubled by what you're by the thinking, but which is not entangled with it. Kind of like it is taking a step back or gets the overview. Oh, this is thinking. Relaxed, open, equanimous. And the awareness then that allows, in a natural way, the clear comprehension, the clear recognition of what's happening as you think. Not to analyze. But just because it's clear, stands out in the field of awareness. In a few moments, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. As you hear the bell, notice what happens with your thinking. Experiment with a clear awareness of the thinking that arises. And when you open your eyes to see, as you look on the first thing that you see, perhaps you can notice what it's like to see it before you name it, before there's any thought about what it is you see. In offering these instructions, where we begin with mindfulness of breathing, and then mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of emotions, mindfulness of thinking, what we're doing is moving in the direction of including everything as part of mindfulness, including everything as it occurs in the present moment. And in this way, there are no distractions for mindfulness. There's just something else to be aware of. The chainsaw is not a problem for practice, it's just something else to be aware of. And it isn't that this is a kind of minor aspect of the practice that we include everything. It's actually key to the whole thing that we don't relate to things as a problem or as a distraction or not important enough for cultivating awareness. Everything has its place. And we don't try to chase everything that's happening in the present moment with awareness. But we sit centered and breathing. Use it as a place to cultivate a stable, centered, ongoing attention in the present moment. But if anything occurs that's more compelling, more predominant than breathing, then you can either let go, you can let go of the breathing and take that in. But to take it in as present moment experience, to allow the natural capacity of awareness, which is always in the present, it's always about the present, to register and feel and be with that experience. And perhaps have some clear recognition, clear comprehension. Oh, this is what it is. A buzzing sound. And as you stay with a buzzing sound, it might be unpleasant. No need to make unpleasant a problem, but let that exist in awareness in an unpleasant way. And recognize, oh, this is unpleasant. Experimenting with the ability of the mind to hold everything. So thinking as well is just another thing to be aware of. The art of mindfulness of thinking is not to confuse that with thinking even more. To see what you're thinking and come up with all kinds of other wonderful thoughts about what you're thinking about. But just to keep it really simple. It's kind of like if a group of people are having a vigorous conversation about something, interrupting each other and talking over each other and actively involved, and you're part of it, it's so exciting, so engaging, and so like you're like hardly know what's going on. But then you have the occasion to step away 10 feet, 20 feet and look. And you're no longer part of the conversation, but you see what's going on, and you feel like, wow, this is, now I can breathe, it's, now I can relax, and now you just, oh, that's interesting what they're doing, and just, I guess it's not really nothing to do with me, I'll just watch it and be with it, kindly, compassionately, openly. So we have all these conversations and thoughts in our mind that we can be so engaged in. But the kind of mindfulness, kind of like that stepping away 10, 20 feet, however many feet you need, and then just kind of, it's okay, but you're not caught in it, in the fray, and just see it for what it is. Kind of with a quiet mind, quiet awareness. And if it stays active and busy, the thinking, you have the opportunity then to, because you're being aware of it, to have greater clarity, to see what's going on, see the aspects of it, to see the physicality of thinking, pressure, the tension, if there is there, and then relax the thinking muscle, to see the emotions that might be playing along. Sometimes emotions are the fuel, the catalyst, the reaction to the thoughts. And it's helpful to just see the emotions and not make a problem of it, but just include it in the awareness. Sometimes it's possible to see in the thinking the way in which we identify, or the way in which we get hooked in, or the ways in which we react to it, the ways in which we're feeding it. And surprisingly, if you really dislike your thinking and really are bothered by it, it's a way of keeping it going. Sometimes the more we fight our thoughts, the more we actually give it juice. So just keep coming back to this equanimous, non-reactive, just simple knowing, recognizing from this mature place in the mind, just to know. And in the end, or in the beginning, or in between, I hope that you and your thinking become friends. Certainly doesn't need to be the enemy. So may you enjoy the day, and may you give yourself over to this day of practice. It's a wonderful day, being into the heart of the retreat, and there's an art to kind of giving yourself over to the practice more wholeheartedly, and just kind of letting go into the practice more and more. And today, Diana will be sitting in on the practice discussions that I'll be having, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there, those of you I'm going to see. Thank you.